Let's try this. It's Sunday. It's Sunday, August 30th, 2015. This weekend was the super moon. If you didn't see the moon, then you must not have ever gotten outside of your house, because the moon was there. The moon was there when I was driving. The moon was there when I was walking. The moon was there when I was running. Diane and I actually went out and chased the moon for a little while. She got up this morning and chased the moon set. It was a super moon. So it put me in mind of this song. This is a song I wrote back in, about 1982, I think. It was before a night class at TCU. I was sitting in some kind of common area at a picnic table in between, I think, the student center and one of the administration buildings. This is called Only Sometimes I Sit Staring at the Moon.
I've been asked to remove myself from hopeless cocktail bars and instructed to remain at rest while others shoot the stars. Throughout crisis and obscenity, I've answered to their pleas, accepted petty taxes and dehumanizing fees. But when life and death have passed into a hobo minstrel's tune, only sometimes I sit staring at the moon. Well, is it more than bitter tragedy to waltz right through a life, comprehending and attending 14 children and a wife, while outside of this encapsulated little satellite of rhyme, there are others who have goals and a distorted sense of time? Is there nothing short of bitterness that answers all too soon? Only sometimes I sit staring at the moon. For the eyes of the dead are always found there, and the eyes of the living are deceased. For the noses and the mouths of those who hate and lock you out are forever trapped in orbit and will never rest in peace. I've been quietly considering the answers to my prayers and respectfully inquiring, is it mine or is it theirs? Every lesson and instruction swims around inside my head, arriving just in time to save the dying from the dead. Until something starts dragging me outside my selfish womb, sometimes I sit staring at the moon. For the eyes of the dead are always found there, when the eyes of the living are deceased. For the noses and the mouths of those who hate and lock you out are forever trapped in bed and will never rest in peace. From hopeless cocktail bars and instructed to remain at rest while others shoot the stars. Throughout crisis and obscenity, I've answered to their pleas, accepted petty taxes and dehumanizing fees. But when life and death have passed into a hobo minstrel's tune, only sometimes I sit staring. Only sometimes I sit staring. Only sometimes I sit staring at the moon.
Have a great week. I'm sure the moon will come up again tonight, and it'll probably be almost as good as it was last night. So step outside, take a look at it.